Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're unveiling four whole segments of more All or Nothing audio, the Dallas Cowboys show that's premiering on Amazon next Friday, the Friday, day two of the draft. You'll use your Amazon account and you can watch all eight episodes at once. You know, power binge watch it. But KT has been working incredibly diligently to get us the best cuts. And we've got tons of great stuff. And so we're going to be rolling it out all throughout the show. The other times, of course, will be 4 o'clock. We'll do it at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. But KT, what do you have right on the platter right out there?
Well, yeah, it's important to I do want to get this out there. This is all brand new. I know you've probably heard stuff on G-Bag Nation and Sean and RJ and even KNC last night. All new stuff.
You haven't heard this stuff yet.
You have not heard this. This is all new. I thought for this segment, let's kind of talk about some of the Zeke saga, some of the things that the Cowboys were dealing with Zeke. And we go back in time to before the Kansas City game. Now, if you guys remember, we were doing a show at Texas Motor Speedway that Friday, and about 5 o'clock, we learned that Zeke was going to be allowed to play.
That's right.
I mean, it broke during our show. The ruling of the judge is coming, and Zeke can play. He'd been away from the facility and everything. So that's kind of how this week played out. I want to start with, Chippy, it's cut 17. This is Gary Brown in the running backs room earlier that week, knowing Zeke won't be around.
He ain't going to be here for 6 weeks. I love him to death. The reality is, he ain't going to be here. So y'all got 6 weeks, and it's a interview. Everyone in this room, including me, it's an interview. This is a chance for you to resurrect your how many Pro Bowls? 2, 3? How many 1,000-yard seasons? 2,000-yard seasons? You start your you're going to be more than just this mother run down on kickoff and play third down. In life, a lot of times, you never know when your opportunity is going to hit. You got your shot.
Wow. So he's talking to Morris there.
It's Morris, McFadden, and Rod Smith.
Yeah.
He's telling him, look, he ain't going to be here. So here we go.
Who is that?
That's
talking?
Gary Brown. Now,
the running backs coach.
I want to play this because Darren McFadden's real funny here. He does a fake Gary Brown. So Gary Brown has this big team dinner. You need the content. Shippy, this will be cut 21. He has this big running back position group dinner at his house every once in a while. So Rod Smith is there. Alfred Morris is there. Darren McFadden's there. And also Zeke shows up late.
That's appropriate.
But Darren McFadden comes in dressed up just like Gary Brown. He's wearing his glasses. He's wrapped up his knee like Gary Brown does. He's put Gary Brown on his name tag. Like a real meticulous impression. This is Darren McFadden doing a fake Gary Brown.
Hey, man, Zeke ain't going to be with us for a couple weeks. I'm sure y'all heard what happened. You know what I'm saying? So, you had 1,000. Gee, Rod, he been doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He'll make a name for himself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it's an opportunity for everybody to step up, man. When Zeke come back, I want y'all to make it hard. I love that boy like my son. See? I wish I could call him right now. Hurt my heart, I can't.
They can't call him. He's not allowed to. Oh, they're just going to make fun of him for loving Zeke more than he likes them. Like, oh, now Zeke's gone. You're paying attention to us. This is Derek Dooley, cut 18. Should be Derek Dooley talking to the wide receiver position group about Zeke being gone.
Alfred's good, so we're going to be fine running the ball, but Zeke's a different cat. There's a lot of times when there ain't there and Zeke gets bored, where most people really struggle.
You're right.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We actually talked about that. We talked about when Zeke goes, suddenly there's a lot of third and sevens and third and eight. So how does Dak perform in those situations?
Now, this is really good. Now, this is Friday now, so Zeke is back in the mix. He's back at the facility, and this is Gary Brown talking to Zeke during practice that day. Cut 19.
Just like 2 weeks ago, the courts have granted Elliott a last-minute reprieve. He'll play on Sunday.
Here's the deal then. If that's what it is, I'll make sure they're ready. You just keep yourself ready, and if that happens every week, and you come back on Friday, and I'll get you right mentally. Then you be ready to go. As long as I know the program, I'm good.
Who's that talking to him?
Gary Brown.
Okay.
And that's the running back coach. That's John Hamm.
John Hamm, the madman, narrates the whole thing and makes it tense at some points. Now, this is very good. If we go to the quarterback's room, okay, and this is after a lot of the stories have been talking, like, hey, Zeke might be going to might be going to Mexico or something. Zeke's going to be leaving the country. Remember, no one knew for a minute where he was going. Mm-hmm. And this is Dak. This is cut 28, Shippy. And this is Dak in the quarterback's room talking about Zeke leaving the country.
I got to see where he's going. His plan isn't bad as long as he executes.
Is he going to go to his high school like Marshawn did? And like?
This was 2 weeks ago. He told me he was going to Cabo and bringing his trainer so he can golf and train all day. So if he goes and he trains and golfs, like, it's perfect. I mean, it'll be high. Like, I mean, it'll be good. I mean, I think that's probably the best place you want.
That is so revealing, man.
How so? What's your take?
Well, just from the standpoint of, I would think, and I, you know, Ben, you brought this up in the mix, and I thought it was really great insight, that there was cameras screwed into the walls. And there might have been, yeah, I'm not seeing the shot. There might have been a camera right in front of him. But I would just think, based on what I know about Dak and the way that Dak handled it with the media throughout the year, he doesn't want to give an opinion on what is or isn't good for Zeke while he's gone.
Right.
He's played it so right down the middle. I mean, I feel like he's revealing a lot there. Like, yeah, I mean, a lot of things can go wrong with Zeke, so that's probably best.
Get him as far away as possible,
right,
on a golf course and the guy to help him get some exercise in.
We didn't get any of that this year.
Yeah, and again, you know, the player I talked to said that in some of the rooms the cameras were screwed into the walls. Mm-hmm. But in some, there was a guy holding the camera. So I don't know.
Right.
Like, when you watch, you'll be able to tell by the angles if it looks like a stationary security cam, and then at other times it'll be a camera moving around. And
All these position meetings, like the Derek Dooley's room and Scott Linehan's room right mm-hmm. there, and Gary Brown's room at the running backs, all of that looks like it's a hidden camera.
All right, so it's a stationary. That means it's screwed into the wall in the corner.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just want
you guys. Wow, that is so dangerous.
I just want you guys to think back to every little Dak clip you heard this year on Zeke. You did not hear one thing remotely sniffing an honest talk like that.
This guy's pretty good at turning it on and off.
Again, I had the player tell me, I forgot they were there.
Yeah.
And I start telling him, he goes, the show's out now. I'm like, what's the show about? And I was like, what'd you think it was about? I thought it was about Jerry's career. It's kind of just really about the whole season, everything that went down last year.
And
it's all caught on tape. He was like, really?
There's a lot less Jerry than I thought. Like, it's a lot. I mean, he's in there. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, the whole series starts out with him at the Hall of Fame. But it's pretty quick. And it doesn't stay on things too long. You know, it moves very quick. But it's done really well. I mean,
I can't wait
to see
this. It
looks nice. You never get bored. You never, ever, like.
We got to get the producers on the air.
Okay.
Or the director. Yeah. I want to know all the nuts and bolts behind this crap.
Let's kidnap them.
Let's get John Hamm up in this piece.
Dude. I'm getting John Hamm on for this.
He's going to bring that
Ham. How about John Hamm's cameo on Barry this week?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really
solid.
Good. Hey, can I take a dump in your house?
Sure, John Hamm.
Yeah, John Hamm, you can
Spoiler
do anything
alert.
You want. Okay, so I think in the 4 o'clock segment, I want to dive into the Chaz Green, the Atlanta debacle. But this clip that I'm going to play for you right now, this is cut 31, Shippy. This is Dak and Lyle the Monday after the Atlanta loss. They're going fishing. So it's just Dak and Lyle going out to a boat. They've got a guide there with them.
Louisiana dudes.
They're going out on the lake, and they're going to go fishing, and they're talking about getting their ass kicked by the Falcons on Sunday.
Dak Prescott and Lyle Collins are ready to clear their heads and catch some fish.
The only thing I don't is catfish. That's the only thing I don't fish for.
You know, I don't either, and I wouldn't allow a catfish in my boat.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way. They're nasty.
Oh, man, slimy, nasty thing.
Yeah.
Is that baseball?
I went home last night, watched the game at home. Boy, you was tired, boy.
Huh?
You was tired. A couple times you got up, you... Couple times you got up, you were like, I was seeing the TV copy. Troy was saying, hey, Dak Prescott's out of gas.
He said that?
Yeah. See what my fingers look like. Man, I gotta keep people off you, bro. Can't even lift it up. Look at that. That's ugly right there, boy. Something you might not never know nothing about.
Man, I don't want to know nothing about it.
I know you don't.
They said Lyle showed him a picture, his finger. His pinky was in a splint, and he couldn't move it.
What?
He goes, see that? He goes, that's from keeping people off of you.
What week is this?
Week 10 or 11?
Okay.
I don't know why I went full Ric Flair
yeah,
right there.
Because,
woo!
Because one of the things that was, you know, we didn't talk about it that much. We hit on it throughout the season, but Dak got hit so much more this year than last year. Mm-hmm. And so all these different things are unraveling. That's something that he didn't deal with near as much mm-hmm. in his first season as he did his second season. And I love that whole real conversation. Is just,
Dak Prescott's out of gas.
Yeah, man. If you think about it, he came in, he was behind Kellen Moore on the depth chart, a mm-hmm. fourth-round pick who nobody had any expectation for, and then ended up taking the throne from the king mm-hmm. over the course of the season and had so much success. He was like, he was Pro Bowl. He was MVP candidate. I mean, it was, you know, everything worked perfectly. And then year two was in a lot of ways the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And so he got humbled. He got humbled big time. And that particular game, his coaches screwed him over by not making adjustment, letting a guy in Claiborne, and that the Atlanta Falcon, who is not even a pass rushing expert, sack him six times and leaving Chaz Green out there on that island by himself. They waited so long till they did anything. I had a former player tell me, dude, that guy gets two sacks, he's getting chipped the whole rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
In any other team,
right.
They're making an adjustment and they're making sure that the rest of the game, that guy doesn't get another sack. Like, no matter what, you don't let your weakness beat you.
Yeah.
You're not going to go into a game and say, hey, this is our massive weakness. You go into the game knowing that. Then you're in the game and you find that out. And you still get beat by that. You didn't see it happening. You couldn't make an adjustment. You couldn't do anything. To me, it was almost shocking that the coaches got to ride back on the flight home. I mean, dude should have got fired over that.
Well,
and Dak was rattled the rest of the way.
Yeah, and if you look at it, too, I think that's the real turning point of the season where it did seem like you ain't coming back from this. Because there was a lot of moments where I think, you know, even like week 12 or so, I was like, you get Zeke back, you look at this, and dude, they took it all the way down to Seattle. They lost that Seattle game. It was a really frustrating game. You step back and you look at all this and think about how little regard we have for this season. And they were still 9-7, you know? They had so many opportunities that they just did not take advantage of, whether it's coaching mistakes, Dak mistakes, approach mistakes. There was just so many opportunities, despite all these flaws, to still get it done. They were in the week 16 at home against Seattle, and that was a Christmas Eve game.
Right.
So against, so they were 1-1. Sorry, yes, 2-2, 3-3, 5-6. They were 4-3 going into the Chiefs game. They beat the Chiefs. They were 5-3. They lost that game because they were coming off beating the Chiefs, who were 5-1, 6-0. And after they beat them, it was like, it's on. Then the Falcons are next, and they lose by 20.
That's where everything went in the tank.
And how does that happen?
I just don't understand.
Tyron got hurt.
No, but how on any level? If you're playing Madden and that's happening, you're making a change. High school coach, junior high coach, a peewee, anyone on any level is making a change in that situation.
Right.
And professional coaches sat there and watched it helplessly.
Right.
They went 7, and they got beat by the Eagles 37-9.
That was a pretty good game.
And then they got beat by the Chargers 28-6.
That was a really
good game. But they were winning that game against the Eagles 9-7 at halftime. I'll have some stuff from that later.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 o'clock, we'll have some specific things on the Atlanta game, the Claiborne game, the Chaz Green game, and I'll ask the question to you guys, do you think differently about the Cowboys coaching staff after the meetings after that loss?
Okay, great stuff. But, man, the Cowboy talk is not going to stop.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.